On Wednesday, Reno officials will decide whether to reverse a 14-year-old policy that was supposed to incentivize redevelopment. KUNR's Bert Johnson has the story.
Okay, Madam Clerk, it looks like we are moving on to our ordinances introduction, which is item E1.
During a public meeting in mid-March, the Reno City Council heard a proposal to change an obscure part of city code, sewer connection fee credits. Normally, city staffers put together a slideshow explaining why council members should support policy changes. But Ward 2 Councilmember Naomi Dewar appeared blindsided.
We don't generally change rules unless we've had a thoughtful process where staff have come and said, this is a problem, this is how we propose to fix it. So
developers pay a fee every time they connect a project to city sewers. But when they build where something else used to stand, the city subtracts the amount it costs to connect the original building from the current fees. That can save developers hundreds of thousands of dollars per project. But they have to break ground within 5 years of knocking down an old structure. Assistant City Manager Ashley Turney introduced the proposal, which would remove the expiration date for all empty lots.
An example is we do have one particular project that is in the downtown core that is an estimated 300 apartments in our downtown area, that but for these expired credits, their deal would pencil and they would be ready to...
The sewer credit deadline was supposed to speed up redevelopment and stop landowners from sitting on empty land. Now, city staff say the opposite is true, that removing it will spur new construction. But critics warn that in a city struggling with a stubborn housing shortage, the change could lead to even more buildings being torn down.
It was a good idea for a couple reasons. One is that it encourages something being constructed in a timely manner. But the other is that it would tend to discourage premature demolition.
Alicia Barber is a local historian and author of The Barber Brief, a development-focused Substack. She's concerned because developers and the city itself are already quick to knock down old buildings, but replacing them can sometimes take decades.
You can even go back to the days of the Mapes Hotel and look how the theory there was demolishing that hotel would make the site more appealing to potential developers. And of course, that was about 25 years ago, actually.
Nothing was ever built on the site of the old hotel. It's now known as the Believe Plaza. But Turney says the sewer credit expiration dates haven't worked as intended, especially now as builders struggle with inflation and the potential impact of new tariffs. So she says city staff have been considering this change for the last year.
This policy change wouldn't be just for one particular project, but we do anticipate some units to come out of this rather quickly if it passes.
Turney hopes the council approves the change at its next public meeting on March 26th.
If it's something that we can change that gets us a few hundred units sooner and it doesn't hurt anything, let's go.
The city council last considered sewer credits 4 years ago. But back then, the result was very different. Mega developer Jeff Jacobs was asking for an extension of sewer credits he'd amassed by demolishing dozens of buildings, including weekly motels that used to be last-ditch housing for some of Reno's poorest residents.
We all agreed that 20 years was too long. And you remember, you were here, Councilmember Reese. We decided on 5-year extension. We didn't say forever.
Dewar ultimately voted against the proposal to remove sewer credit expiration dates. So did Ward 4 Councilmember Megan Ebert. But it passed anyway. The city council has to vote on it one more time before it takes effect. If it passes, Jacobs and every other developer will be able to use his sewer credits whenever he wants. Bert Johnson, KUNR News.